Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Wilson hit from behind. Russell Wilson took a shot from away. Fourth down.
CBS on the call there. Dape Owe. Don't what he did last year, which get double-digit sacks. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan News from the Nest. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Favorite female artist or band. Nolan's waiting for you on the Plaza Sports text line. Jeff Zrebeck, The Athletic, analyzing the Ravens' last six draft classes where they've had least most success. And we talk quarterback being least because they haven't really needed one.
Right.
Outside linebacker, however. And that was Owe, who finally flashed last year, first-round pick back in 2021. And this is during the Eric DaCosta era. We're not talking about Peter Boulware or Terrell Suggs. We're talking about since 2019. Jalen Ferguson, third-round pick at 19, unfortunately no longer with us. Was still kind of finding a role, it seemed.
Yeah.
Remember, he was the all-time sack leader coming out of college. Broke Suggs' record, as a matter of fact. Then Owe, who had 13 sacks total heading into last year. Then he got 10. Dalen Hayes, called third strike. David Ajabo, that looks like another backwards K right here.
Yeah.
Tavius Robinson, all right. We're cool here, right?
I think Tavius Robinson's, you know, he's never going to be an elite sack guy, but you know what? He's got a hell of a role.
And then Adiza Isaac, TBD with
right.
him. But Jeff, at ninth. In level of success, like, needless to say, they've gone with the Houston Clowney Van Noy route to bring in veterans to help. But drafting impact dudes, not really happening at that
no.
spot.
And that's why they've had to go get the Clownies, the Van Noys, and the people that you were talking about because of the lack of success there. I mean, an Owe had 10 sacks. Prior to that, he had 5. And he jumped to 10, give him credit. Win rate's not good, you know. And is he a guy that you're afraid of? I don't think so. He's not a guy that scares you that, well, we better double him. Because a lot of time his sacks are effort sacks because he can run so fast and he's so athletic. And he'll get him stunting and twisting. You know, but he can beat a guy every night. If he gets the right takeoff, he can get around the corner and get the guy. But just not consistently.
Now with David Ajabo, where are we here? I mean, you liked him coming out of Michigan.
I loved him coming out of Michigan.
But as we talked about after they drafted him, the Ravens, prior to his last year, bookending Aiden Hutchinson. He had one tackle, much less sacks. Or was it two? Something like that. But had one monster season, helped them get to the championship game, then got hurt. It seems as though he's never been able to recover from that.
Well, he's got a crapper get off the pot training camp, Bob, because he's fighting for the 53. That's the way I see it. You gotta show me. You know, I'm going to Missouri. Ojabo's got to show me come July and August that he can, that he has got it back. Because, I mean, watching him last year, Bob, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean,
even at camp, did he look kind of...
Yeah. Just can't get off of blocks.
And there's always, like, an injury somewhere.
Well, the thing that he looks is, and I say it a lot about Ojabo, or Owe, is they paint by the numbers. It's like,
right.
It's not naturally smooth, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, we can all paint by numbers. I can't stay inside the lines, though, but that's just me. Quarterback comes in at number 8. Iman Marshall.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth round in 19, Brandon Stevens. I mean, you extracted as much as you could out of him.
No doubt.
Third round in 21, Sean Wade. He didn't make it out of training camp. 21, Jalen. He was a fifth rounder. Jalen Armour Davis, Damarian Williams. Oh, Pepe. Both fourth rounders in 22. Pepe, I don't even know if he's in the league anymore. And Armour Davis, like in Ojabo. Yeah.
Where,
what do you got here?
Well, the thing with... You know, Armour Davis was—he was always hurt at Alabama. Hey, he's a talented guy, but he's always hurt. I mean, I like the first day at the rookie mini camp. I'm there, and you watch him do the drills. Man, that kid looks pretty good. And then you go to watch him a little bit. Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Oh, he went to the training room. You know, I mean, and that's where he spends all his time. So, will he ever help? You can't count on it, Bob. Let's just say
no
that.
No doubt. Caillou Blue Kelly off the team. Nate Wiggins, that's a thumbs up last year in the first round. And TJ Tampa, probably, Vinny, one of the more intriguing players to watch this year at camp.
I liked him a lot coming out of at Iowa State. I think he's a football player, and I think he'll help them. I think it's going to end up being a really nice pick for Eric. But another one, just stay healthy, TJ. Just stay healthy. You know, I mean, he had a lot of soft tissue. Get him healthy, and he's going to make plays. Because he did well at camp and stuff when he was on the field.
NFL lunch, let's go to running back. Jeff Zrebeck, The Athletic, hits or misses for Eric DaCosta's 6 draft classes as we're 15 days away from 2025. Running back slash fullback, J. Justice Hill, fourth rounder, 2019.
He'd gotten better. This year, I mean, he was outstanding. He really had a big role for them this year, you know, opposite Derrick Henry, because his pass protection, off the charts. So, and some of the plays that he made and stuff, he had a hell of a year. That was his best year in the NFL.
J.K. Dobbins looked like a keeper. Unfortunately, injuries have had a nice bounce back for the Chargers this year, but because of the knee and the other nagging things he's dealt with, he'll never be the guy he was at Ohio State, where he was a 2,000-yard runner.
No, and I don't even think he signed with a team.
Free agent now,
yeah.
Right?
People don't want to take a broken down running back, especially when there's a lot of good backs in the draft. So he'll get a 1 year, you know, incentive type deal. I mean, you had the perfect situation with Giroux, who knew him, and they got rid of him after a year. That's not a good sign.
Ben Mason, fifth rounder out of Michigan, 2020.
I think he's at the Chargers too, isn't he? Fullback. And
that one never made sense from the jump.
I didn't think he really fit the position that they wanted. Yeah, I mean, they like the 300-pound, you know, the bigger, like, Juszczyk and more the blocker, and he wasn't.
Tyler Beatty, sixth rounder, 2022, now in Denver, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then Rasheen Ali last year, fifth rounder.
I guess to be determined. I mean, a lot of really his best hits are the undrafted free agents. You know, with Gus Buss and Keaton Mitchell.
Sure.
You know, I think those have been. Now, was Ricard his or was that Ozzie?
That's Ozzie.
Oh,
damn. That Ozzie. You can make a case. He could be in the Hall of Fame as an executive.
Oh, no doubt.
He's already
no doubt.
A player, and rightfully so.